video games were made to be played. Don't play yours? We know some people who will. We are Get Well Gamers, a charity who take your unwanted video games and consoles to give to children's hospitals and wards across the UK. Donating is super easy. Just head over to our website, getwellgamers.org.uk, to fill out our online donation form. You've played the hero, now be the hero.
To the Pure Dead Gaming Podcast with myself, Jess. Craig is here. Hi, Craig.
Hello.
And Handy.
Shazam!
We are here to keep you entertained, hopefully, and informed on the latest video game news and releases. There was some misinformation last week, has to be said, mainly from me. We spoke of the Euros in 2014. That was not a thing. It was the World Cup from 2014, when we were talking about the sticker book, remember?
Easy fucking mistake.
I also mentioned Indivisible game that I've been playing and that I thought it was new on Xbox Game Pass, which technically it is, but it's also been on Xbox Game Pass before. And then they like circled it out in 2021, so it's back, you know, so it has been out.
GTA's went in and out a couple of times as well.
Yeah. Anyway, this week we plan to cover the biggest releases. We've got Rise of the Ronin, Dragon's Dogma, Princess Peach Showtime, and more. In the news, the rumours were true. Multiverses is returning. News also broke that there's a Spider-Man game that was canned, and Cyberpunk is apparently finally finished. So we'll discuss all of that. And to round out the episode, as always, we have a movie review. So lots to get through. We'll start off with cookies though, Craig, yes?
Yes, I made cookies.
Yeah.
Which Andy nearly never got to sample. A tractor emergency nearly, which is something that could only happen to a Scottish podcaster.
This is my life now.
Unless your name's Jim.
Yeah, also
I've got to admit, I did not think you made these.
No, so they are sitting in front of us right now.
I've already been called on this. Jess, basically, so to set the scene, Jess fucked off out for dinner without me,
I've had three courses, so I'm really not
She's
up
had three courses, right? While I fucking sat slaving in the kitchen, and so she turned down and went, oh, I didn't see you making them. Aye, because you fucked off. Well, I solo parented, made the dinner, ordered the dinner in, made cookies,
and ordered
the cookies as well.
That's what he's done, isn't it? They look from my shop, it has to be said, which is sort of a compliment.
They look too good.
Yeah.
It's almost like I worked in a bakery for about 5 years.
Right,
it's almost
like a bakery. My suspicion is that you have bought pre-packaged cookie dough and turned that into a cookie with additional items. Would that be correct?
Sort of. I've added a lot more than just like one item.
But you have purchased pre-made cookie dough.
It wasn't pre-made cookie dough. I can't remember the name of it, but it was some sort of pre-packaged thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I see what's happening.
Like what you did last week.
That's not what I did last week.
She did.
Piss off, no one ever.
She's raging.
I'm raging because that's not true.
When you made the
Remaking CJ.
He doesn't believe you. That's a face of disbelief, by the way. He does not believe you.
No, that's because that's not what you told me last week.
I didn't do what you've. I did not buy prepackaged.
Look,
cookie.
I have added more.
You just bought something and you've wet it and rolled it and then just flattened it out, haven't you?
No.
That's exactly what you've done.
No, it's not what I've done.
It's came in a wee block. No. I'm sure they'll be lovely, but I just want to get to the crux of what you've done here.
No, you asked for cookies that was Galaxy Caramel, and they're Galaxy Caramel cookies.
Right, so we're going to partake.
Well, I mean, I didn't fucking make them for none.
As much as I might take a piss with you, they actually look all right. I want that one in the middle.
I just want a wee bit because I'm full from my three courses.
And they're still warm.
Because I made them.
Mmm.
It's hard, but that's what she said.
That's terrible from you, Jessica.
I think my silence speaks volumes.
He loves them.
They're actually really good.
I think you've overcooked them a wee bit. They should be a wee bit softer and chewier.
When I first took them out, they just seemed too undercooked, and I knew they would harden up, but I didn't think it was enough, so I put them in for two more minutes.
I think they're really good.
Get that right up you, Jessica.
Who knew right, Craig could make a cookie?
Well, you say that, but...
She's not willing to give me credit for anything.
He still bought prepackaged things.
You asked me to bake cookies, I bake cookies.
Yeah, to be fair, we didn't drill down the details.
No, we did not give parameters of this, the situation, did we? Fair enough. Some good cookies, thanks
for
much.
I mean, technically, baking should be easy. Because it's just a science.
Well, I used an easy bake oven.
These are good, though.
Yes, they are. She's absolutely not willing to give me any credit whatsoever. She's furious that these are good. Furious.
No, that's not what I said.
Yep.
No.
Anyway, how's everyone's week been? What else has been happening?
I believe I might now be getting free coffees at Greg's.
How does that work?
I don't know, but I'm just not willing to tempt fate. So what happened was, I went in, obviously, for a coffee at Greg's, as I do. And I was getting yum-yums with them, as I do. And sometimes I remember to use the Greg's app.
Those hot yum-yums?
I can't find them yet. Not in this part of the
world. If anybody knows where to source them, please let us know.
So I scanned the Greg's app, and they were like, I don't know how many you need to get. I've never really paid attention to it. They're like, oh, coffee's free, so it was like 1:30 or something like that for the yum-yums, right? Fair enough. But something happened where that till wasn't working. So the woman was like, we need to move over to this till. I said, right, no bother. And she put it through. It was still the same, right? The next day I went in, scanned my app, and they were at 1:30 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's weird. I wonder if it was because I moved tills the day before. I hadn't actually went through. So I was still due a free one.
All right.
But then the next time I went in, it happened again. 1:30.
Just glitched it.
I don't know. I don't know, but that's three times in a row now I've went in, and each time I've not been charged for the coffee. So either I have leveled up and I'm now entitled to free coffee from Greg's, which has been a long time coming.
Have they recognised you as an influencer, do you think?
That's what I'm thinking, mate, if it happened, yeah. Even though...
Because you've got all the clothes and everything.
Aye. Even though I've probably spoke negatively about them as much as I've spoke positively about them. I think I might have reached that bar.
Okay.
Does it show up in the app? It has a free one.
I don't know.
I'm sure there must be like a transaction history.
All right. When you go to the wee scan bit in the middle, you can click on or off if you want to use the voucher that's there.
This so is riveting content it. For a podcast. Just you check and tell us while we're waiting here, Craig.
I hope this doesn't have a history because that would be a damning indictment. I mean, see, what I've always done is just went... I've never looked at the app, really. I just went straight to scan.
You scanned for the
and
free
scanned things? It, and it automatically has it on for if there's something
yeah,
free.
Yeah, so you've got something free there. What's that?
Sweet treats. Until the 8th of April. But that wouldn't count for a coffee, so I don't know what that's about.
No, you would have a separate drink one.
Says the only one. Oh, wait, it's because I've bought 9 sweet treats. My next one's free.
Oh, that's what it works.
Yes.
Right, but it's the coffee I've been getting free.
But you've been buying coffee as well, though, surely. So
oh,
now
Jesus,
you're up
Jess
to your free
is,
one.
Jess is now looking at my history.
Found his order history.
Oh, is that on there?
Mm-hmm.
It only goes back to December and I'm scrolling down.
Oh, fuck's sake.
The 11th, the 8th, the 1st, the 16th, the 12th. That's not that bad. See, to be fair, I often forget to use the app.
Oh my God. Hey, there's a history there. Holy shit.
Have you been quite a lot as well, Andy? Is that what
you... Well, I sometimes nipped in. I've stopped eating bacon rolls now, like recently. Mm-hmm. I'm on to fruit and fibre in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I usually went in for a bacon roll and then I stopped.
How's your bowel movements as a result?
Better.
Good.
Quite regular anyway, aye. But definitely better.
I like Sheldon.
So it's definitely adds up, man, because there's like, I'm looking at February, and there must be like 1, 2, 3, there must be like 20, 30 quid.
Aye, you realise how much these cunts are scamming you, don't you?
Well, I'm going to add up as you're talking, just to see, aye. But...
The worst part is that I've got a coffee machine at home.
And, yeah, with and all the syrup and shit in that as well, you've got all this stuff.
And I've got a coffee machine in my office. With all the syrup and stuff.
Oh my
and,
God.
Yeah, I stop on the 2 mile journey from the coffee machine in my house to the coffee machine at work to stop by a coffee machine at Greg's. Although it's now free. So, you know.
Well, you think.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow because I'm going to leave the house tomorrow again.
You couldn't leave the house.
I haven't done that enough recently.
Let us know, because we're all riveted.
Mm-hmm. I'll fill you in. What else has been happening?
It was Mother's Day. That was
yeah.
What do you mean, oh yeah, surely you knew that?
Well, I did, eventually. I mean, being an orphan, I, for many years, didn't have much of a need for Mother's Day.
No, same.
But now...
Now you've got kids that I have to basically... You're married to a mother, technically.
I'm hit for them. But I was saying to Jess, like, I feel like every year, you know, weeks out, you're like, oh, there's stuff plastered everywhere. But I had a team meeting on Friday afternoon, and that somebody brought it up. I'm taking my mother out on Sunday for Mother's Day. I'm like, what? I hadn't heard a single thing about it. Really?
It is earlier this year, I think. Same with Easter. Easter's much earlier.
Yeah, it just didn't seem... I don't know.
I did get an Xbox card from them, which I thought... I was like, I didn't know they made Xbox Mother's Day cards, but there you go.
It says she's reached the next level. Oh, £27.60.
That's February.
February.
That's a lot, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
You can't, that's me, I'm not going anymore. But then when you look at the app, you're like, but if I buy one more, I get a free one. I'm going to get a free tea.
I'm going to get
a free tea that I buy £1.80. That's a lot of these, £1.80. That's a tea.
What we really need is them to sponsor this podcast. It's what we really need.
They need to check his account and see him in all his garb when he's got all his Greg's gear on.
Yeah.
I could make like a rap music video or something.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I could play the guitar and you could... Yeah. Come up with a rap.
Like that sausage roll guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except cool and not a bell end.
We can't find no hot yum yums, but I got my cream eggs in the meantime.
There's something to it. There we go. That's. Okay, let's take a look at the biggest releases coming out in the coming week. So first up, we have Lightyear Frontier, which is a peaceful open world farming adventure on a planet at the far edge of the galaxy. You can climb into your versatile mech and start your new home on a distant planet with up to 3 friends as you farm alien crops, build your own homestead, and explore the untamed wilderness of the world.
See that with up to X friends? It's the new fucking... microtransaction. It's that fucking annoying. See, as soon as you hear it, it's just... Oh, it fucking pisses me off. Everything has to be... Oh, can I have a friend? Can I have a friend alongside me? Oh, that would just be great if we could tug each other off while we play a farming simulator.
Did you put fruit in those cookies?
Uh-huh. He's still on this.
No, they just got a bit of fruit there.
Yep.
No, where's
5 minutes after he finished it. Still, it's a gift that keeps on giving, see? Just wait till you feel it on the way out. That's the real present.
Thank you.
See, this game, I think artistically it looks quite nice, but I think the preview has been on Xbox for a little bit and I've not heard great things.
Yeah, I mean, the description does sound as sort of formulaic as it can be for a survival game. But like you say, from the trailers, I think it does look quite nice. There doesn't seem to be as much focus on combat. It's more about the sort of farming element and, you know, resource management and building. So maybe it is a bit different to some of the other ones that are out there, but probably not for me.
Nah.
It's Xbox and PC on March 19th. I don't think I said that, sorry.
Cool.
Nope.
Next up, we have MLB The Show 24, which comes out on March 19th for PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. If you pre-order one of the price editions, you can play it a little bit earlier on March 15th. So this is obviously the next edition of...
Baseball.
Mega, what is it? Mega Baseball League?
Major League Baseball?
What did I say?
Mega Baseball League.
Mega.
That'd be NBL for a start.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There is a Super Mega Baseball, which I think is more fun than this, to be honest.
That's more of my mind was that. Right, thanks.
We'll go with that.
I always heard this was like the show games were like great.
Oh, they're meant to be really, really good.
Baseball, you
yeah. Mean? Well, I mean, you can try if you want. It's coming day one to Game Pass.
I know, but. It's baseball.
It is baseball. That is the downside to the game.
I just don't get it. I just. Don't
just a fucking game of rounders, isn't it?
Well, Rounders is more fun.
Mm. It's faster paced.
Aye, that's what. That's exactly. Nah. I mean, if I'm bored, I've nothing else to play. Like, I could see myself downloading it for a wee go, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on the mechanics. Like, in Super Mega Baseball, the mechanics are really, really fun. And because it's more of an arcade baseball game, that it's like shorter games, faster pace, like it's caricature art style, like it's really fucking good. I think it might actually be in Game Pass as well. So, quick your options.
Hi-Fi Rush, if you remember, was a breakout hit last year for Microsoft, surprising everyone with both its Shadow Drop and its runaway success. And now it makes its way to PlayStation on March 20th. So this is the rhythm-based action game that combines music, combat and rebellion. You play as Chai, a wannabe rock star whose heart accidentally fuses with a music player. He's labelled a defect by an evil tech megacorp and he rebels against the system. And you battle enemies, your combat moves like harmonize with the beat, and there's different game modes as well. There's an arcade challenge, and then there's the BMP rush, where waves of enemies attack to the rhythm with the beats per minute steadily increasing. So yeah, I know a lot of people have already played this, obviously, if you're on the Xbox side, but
yeah, I played
a little bit of it. I love the art style, thought it looked really cool. I thought everything about the presentation I really liked. I found it hard to get in tune with the beat.
You're not musically inclined.
No, I know. And so because of that, I did struggle with it. Like, I would almost like if that was optional, if you know what I mean, but it did seem at certain parts that it was like key to progression. But it's a very cool game. Like, hopefully people pick it up on PlayStation and enjoy it. But yeah, not really for me, but I can see how good it was. What about you, Andy? Did you like it, or was...
Yeah, but then I'm musically inclined.
You are musically inclined. Yeah, it was definitely more leaning towards you.
Yeah.
I mean, Jess is a great singer in the shower.
I mean, if you're going to look at this game and then go, if only they'd done it without the music. But like, can I...
No, I want the music there. I don't want the combos and stuff like that, like necessitating you hitting to the beat. Do you know what I mean?
I thought that's what made it quite unique, rather than just a basic.
Yeah,
I can smash you.
But yeah, cool game.
So next up, after originally intending to launch in the madness of October 2023, the upcoming reimagining of Alone in the Dark releases on March 20th. So Pieces Interactive and THQ Nordic's Alone in the Dark reimagines the 1992's influential title of the same name and its two sequels. And rather than a full-blown remake, this release is set to tell an original story whilst integrating elements from the classic trilogy. So it's presented in a third-person angle. The story follows Edward Carnby and Emily Hartwood as they make their way to Deserto Manor, an institution that once housed Emily's missing uncle, Jodie Cromer, and will be playing Emily Hart, and David Harbour is playing Edward Carnby. Are we into this one at all?
I'll probably play it because I like Jodie Cromer. I quite like David Harbour as well, actually.
Yeah, I'm interested in it because of the actors involved.
Yeah,
I remember back, we spoke about it back when they were announced, and there was a lot of people that were like, oh, for fuck's sake, and they weren't happy about it, and they were like, oh, I was interested in it until I found out there was fucking Hollywood actors that are in it. I'm really? Like, to me, that makes me more interested. Mm. Like, Jodie Comer especially, like, she's fucking brilliant in Killing Eve. Like, her...
She's great living.
Aye, her putting her hand to a game, like, that interests me. I want to see how that comes across. And so, yeah, I probably wouldn't have checked this out otherwise, but because of the two of them, I'm not probably going to play it at launch, but at some point down the road, I'll play this, definitely. Unless it's a shit show.
And do you think they were right to push it back to when they did?
Oh, that thing wasn't selling any copies in October. Mm. I mean, it's probably, unfortunately, still maybe not going to do great. Like, I don't know. If you're looking to play this but not desperate, I think you'll get a sale pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hope it does really well. I hope it's excellent. It does look very AA. Like, the graphics do not look...
It does a bit, doesn't it?
Aye. It looks very PS4, Xbox One, rather than... current gen.
I just have to hope the gameplay kind of holds up a wee bit.
Yeah.
But then I always thought the Alone in the Dark games were never great.
They always were kind of AA, weren't they? Yeah. They were like, aye, made enough. You could tell there was a budget there.
And Horizon Forbidden West is set to make its PC debut on 21st of March as part of the Complete Edition. So that's the base game and the Burning Shores expansions bundled together, along with a variety of in-game items as well. So the sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn sees the return of Aloy 6 months after the original took place, as she heads into the west part of a far future America.
Is it a forbidden area, though?
Oh, you'll have to play it to find out, Craig.
I did.
Oh, God. Really wish I had a PlayStation.
Or a PC, Andy. You can now play it on PC.
It's one of those games you see the trailer and you go, I want to fucking play that. I've played it.
I just remember how much fun I had with the original.
Yeah, it's a great series. It really is.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Craig today and I played a little bit of it. But I've not properly played, obviously, Zero Dawn or this one. So
yeah.
I might start.
I think you could get really into it. I get what is putting you off, like the mechs and stuff like that. And before the first game came out, I wasn't sold, even though it did look really cool.
When I was playing it, forgot they were mechs because they are very like kind of animal like.
Yeah.
You kind of forget that a wee bit.
Yeah.
And then you kind of focus on the mechanic of picking parts off of the armor and then finding the weak spot. Like that mechanic with the arrows and that's fucking great. You know what
I mean? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I totally agree. If it was like mech stuff, I'd be like, I'm out. But it ended up, to me, it ended up feeling more like almost like a Jurassic Park game. A lot of them are modelled after dinosaurs.
Yeah, 100%. And the one that seemed in the first game that seemed to be quite prevalent, which was like the main minion, looked like a raptor.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically like a raptor.
And there was one like on that looked quite like a T-Rex as well.
It was a fuck off big one. It was just like, look, it was fucking great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Very, very cool games.
And the story was good, and all the backstory stuff, picking up all the bits, and just...
Yeah, I think I've said this before on the podcast, but the first game, it's one of the only times that I went about searching for every single collectible, not for trophies. Like, you only needed 60 collectibles or 60 logs or something like that for the trophy, but I just kept collecting more because you kept finding little diaries from people from the old world, and it was like you piecing together what had happened to bring you to this point, and it was so fucking cool. One of the best stories in gaming for me.
They went above and beyond.
Aye. That's how I roll. I don't just roll cookies.
No, yes, good one. So Friday the 22nd of March is a pretty big day. We've got three big games coming out. PS5 exclusive Rise of the Ronin, Nintendo Switch exclusive Princess Peach Princess Peach Showtime, and multi-platform game Dragon's Dogma 2. So Rise of the Ronin is an open world samurai game with co-op support developed by Team Ninja as a PS5 exclusive, as I said. Their reputation kind of speaks for itself. It's looked impressive so far, I would say, from the trailers that we've seen. Will it be another big PS5 hit, do you think?
I'm definitely interested in this. It looks right up my street. It's like a sort of Ghost of Tsushima, Assassin's Creed type game. Still concerned about the fact that because it's Team Ninja, it's going to be the sort of... It's not Souls combat, but it's going to be that type of... I don't know, more difficult gameplay, which I don't know. Like, a lot of these open world checkbox games, like, I just like to sort of switch my brain off and enjoy them. And so if every battle is a battle for your life, like, it's not necessarily what I want out of it, but the world looks cool enough that I'm definitely going to dive in. And there has been talk of accessibility options and stuff, so... Yeah, I'll definitely jump into this.
Yeah, as mentioned, we've got the long-awaited follow-up to Dragon's Dogma. Dragon's Dogma 2 looks to provide a sort of similar fantasy experience, having players face off against formidable monsters in an open world, but with various enhancements and upgrades that take advantage of, obviously, the newer hardware. Has anyone played Dragon's Dogma?
I don't think so.
I didn't play it. But I know that it's got like a real kind of cult following, and people have been waiting for this one for years. It looks quite cool.
Does it? Actually, doesn't it?
The sort of downside controversy to it recently has been that on consoles it's only going to be 30 frames a second, which isn't a deal breaker for me. It's disappointing, but I don't know. I think we're starting to realise now that these consoles aren't quite as powerful as we thought they would be, hence why we're probably going to get a PlayStation 5 Pro later in the year. But I mean, the game itself, it looks cool. It looks fun. I would definitely check it out at some point. Again, not at launch. I think of that 22nd of March treble, I'll be looking at Rise of the Ronin. Seems more up my street. But if this review is well, I'll definitely check it out down the line.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, actually. I can totally see myself giving this a wee go.
Yeah, it's one of those games I think you can get lost in for 100 hours. Big open world RPG.
And we also have Princess Peach Showtime, so it's the first time in nearly 2 decades that Peach has been given the starring role in a video game. The last time was Super Princess Peach on Nintendo DS all the way back in 2005. So this kind of features a unique costume-changing mechanic that gives Peach special abilities, so she can be Swordfighter Peach, Detective Peach, Ninja Peach, Cowgirl Peach, plus lots more. A demo did release last week. I have played the demo. My first impression, I would say, was a little bit disappointed with it, if I'm being honest. I've been quite looking forward to this game. I think I am probably the target audience, plus kids.
The trailer looks pretty cool.
I like the idea and premise of it, but granted it was a demo, but it ran pretty poorly, and you know, even by Switch's standards. And
it's running in a fucking toaster.
The graphics it didn't look amazing. The visuals were quite poor, like...
Doesn't look like this, because this looks really nice. This trailer here looks...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm playing it on a Switch Lite, and, you know, in handheld rather than on a bigger screen, but it didn't look as good as I thought it would.
Right. If only there was a follow-up.
A Switch Lite.
Something so a bit super.
A one-slot toaster. Yep. One bit of bread in it for a toaster for a single person.
It needs an expansion pack.
So yeah, I'm on the fence. I'm probably going to wait for some reviews on this one, to be honest, because...
Well, hopefully they're good, because I've got it in the Fantasy Critic League.
Oh, do you?
I do. I do. After you said about how you didn't think it was great, I was like, should I drop this? Because we've got one drop. So...
Well, I mean, it'll still probably rate pretty highly.
I mean, it's a Nintendo game, yeah.
Yeah. I just...
But I'm gonna go my gut and keep it. I think the trailer looks cool. I mean... It is a trailer, though.
I like the premise and the idea of it, but yeah, so far it just, I don't know. I was underwhelmed. And yeah, that's your lot for this week.
It's a pretty big week, to be fair, though. Mm. Like, I don't know, you look at, there's a load of those games that in any other week would be the biggest game of the week, but they're all vying for it this week. Like, not for us, really, but MLB The Show is always one of the biggest sellers. Horizon Forbidden West, granted it's out, but it's a complete edition. Rise of the Ronin's a big release. Dragon's Dogma is a big release. I mean, anytime a Switch exclusive comes out, it's a big release, because they, although they're usually high quality, they kind of can go a while between big launches. And as I can't even think what else is due that are coming to come out that's big for the Switch.
Pass.
So yeah, pretty good week to round out Q1.
Okay, it's that time of the episode where we play a little game, of which Andy is currently in the lead. So
That's right. It's
called Guess the Game. Myself and Craig this week are the guessers. Andy is the quiz master.
Watch him still try to give himself points somehow.
He's probably made it so hard that we'll never guess, so we don't get any points.
That
is the way to play the game if you're being smart.
But this is Andy. He'll probably start off. This Grand Theft Auto 4 game is...
Let's look up a NES game. So, first review. By providing an impressive level of detail in a game where detail is essential, and by including intuitive enhancements to the player experience, this is one title that should easily land on the must-have list for any gamer.
Well, must have we got it?
It's obviously a good game, but that could be fucking anything. I'll need more info.
More guess?
Yeah, I'm not willing to use one of my guesses yet.
The graphics are nothing short of fantastic, whether viewing the city from a bird's eye perspective or up close and personal to homes, businesses or traffic.
City Skylines. SimCity.
2000. SimCity 2000.
What one?
Oh,
There's only so many. SimCity. There's only so many SimCities. Come on. It's a specific SimCity. Oh. It's the SimCity.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
I think I'm going to have to give it to Jess for saying...
Fucking hell!
Well, she said SimCity before you. Okay. Did she not?
Well, I've only had two guesses, but I just can't remember how many SimCities there's been.
Oh, wait, sorry. Use your final...
I'll let the lady go first.
But I genuinely don't know...
SimCity 3.
...what they're called.
Oh, my God. So you've used all your guesses, Jess. You've got one more guess. You know what, actually, because you, last week we Uncharted, or that week you made us get, make sure, was the right, we had to get the right one, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So no, you need to get the right one.
Did I get half a point at least for...
I'll give you half a
Holy
point.
Holy fuck, size. Half points now. This is a fucking shambles.
It's SimCity 4.
I wouldn't have known that.
I would have said SimCity 2000 was the main one.
No, SimCity 4 is the big one that during... Like, that's the one that was more like 3D and, you know, have you ever played that? The shit out of that?
It was 2000 I played most of.
Right. Well, he's both crapped out of that.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's done his best to keep on top there, hasn't he?
Oh, is that what's happened? Is that what's happened?
he's made us fight.
Picks a game that's got 45 fucking entries.
Because you technically get no points, that's right. So, yeah, I guess I'm on top. I guess so.
It's not the first time you said that. Well done.
Oh, well.
If you want to continue on a high, Andy, you can begin talking about what you've been playing this week if you want.
I've completed Dead Island 2.
Oh, well done.
Ah. And I said how I read somewhere that it's like it just continues on. Uh-huh. The story does kind of continue on as if it's like it ends in a way that there's more.
Aye, but it does have an end, doesn't it?
It does have an end.
That kind of confused 100%. Me last
week. It said it just kind of continues on. I was like, no, but the story kind of continues on as if they're going to make another one.
Yeah.
Like he kind of, like, it ends as if he's away to go and do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it ends.
Right.
But it was good. I started playing some of the side stuff and then I went, I'm done. I got my fun out of it.
Good.
It was good.
Yeah,
I actually enjoy it. It was good.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it when I played it. Like, it's don't get me wrong. As you can tell by the fact that I don't remember the ending, like it wasn't a massive like memorable story or anything like that, but it was just a fun game to play.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Story was good enough, to be fair.
Aye. Nice visuals and stuff like that.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, definitely.
In fact, that just actually brought back to me when I was thinking about it, like the sort of ending like area is really cool when you're going down like Hollywood Boulevard and stuff like that.
They call it something different, but it's like the Oscars.
Very cool, aye. There's a lot of really nice, I don't know, like, locations and stuff like that, and it's all just smeared in blood.
Yeah, and there's a lot more than I thought it was going to be. The locations keep on opening up, there's more. It's quite a big game.
I remember, like, one of the negatives I heard someone talking about with it was that it wasn't just a big open world, it was loads of smaller worlds. And I was like, I fucking preferred that. Because they were so detailed. Like, yeah, you had to fast travel between, like, locations, but who gives a fuck? Like, folk were complaining that you couldn't just walk from one end to the other end. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, it made for, like, smaller, more focused locations that I thought were really different from one another and cool.
Yeah, but they also done it in a way that, because you could fast travel, but they also done it in a way that, like, technically, you did kind of walk to the end a bit, and then the next bit was...
Yeah, to go through.
It would just load up the next bit, though.
Yeah. I think it's just, I don't know what folks' problem was, that it wasn't seamless or something like that, but for, like, me and you, who have said multiple times, make things smaller, make it more dense, like,
yeah, I thought
perfect.
I thought it was better because of that.
Definitely.
And they were big enough. Like, yeah. The areas were big enough, so...
Agreed.
Fine.
I have been playing not that many things this week for once. I got the Pentiment Platinum, easy for me to say. Got a wee Penty Plat. Really fun. Still, I mean, I know I played it before on Xbox, but just a fucking great game. And it was, I don't know, if anyone's in my position where they have already played it and they're on the fence about playing it again, I know... when the listeners of the show, Callum, he talked about maybe playing it again. He loved it at the time. I would recommend playing it the second time with a guide, because in doing that, you see things that you didn't see in your first playthrough, because there's three acts, and in Act 1 and Act 2, the second half of these acts are investigations, but you only have so much time to investigate things, and it's not in terms of how fast can you run around and get so much done, but each, like, I don't know, if you go and you investigate this lead, that takes a certain amount of time. No matter how long you spend doing it, it takes a certain amount of in-game time, so you can only investigate so much stuff. And so this time it was really interesting because I was able to see things from different angles that I wasn't able to before. It's just a really, really well-made game and really, really kind of thought-provoking, interesting. It's got a good conclusion, I'll say. And yeah, all round just really, really good. So I was glad to get that platinum. A platinum I wasn't massively glad to get, has to be said, was Return of Little Red Riding Hood Enhanced Edition. Right. Enhanced. Now, I'd forgotten about this, but about 2 weeks ago, we got an email through from a guy. Really nice of him. Says, I've got a new game coming out. It's got trophies. I know that you might be interested in that. I was like, oh, world's travelled. thank you very much. And he gave us a code for the UK version and the US version. So two platinums. Eh?
He knows you well.
Oh, he's fucking, he's working the shaft and tickling the balls, right? So much appreciated. Really enjoyed getting a platinum. The game, not so much, right? The visuals, we'll say, they aren't, it's not animated, it's all just like still pictures, clearly made from AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's things that's just, you know how when you make like AI images, like we've messed about with it and stuff like that, like sometimes there's just like, you're like, that's not right. Like, you'll be like, you'll tell it to make something, you'll be like, oh, that's a really good image, but why the fuck is his hand like that? You know what I mean? There's always something kind of weird about it. And that's the case here. They've just got like fucking tiny wee legs in one image and different stuff. It's noticeable. But the game in itself is like a visual novel, and it's all about you. You're supposed to be this big brother telling your sister a bedtime story about Little Red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm. And so there's like branching paths you can take. Remember how years and years ago you would get those games on the internet where it was just web-based. And it used to have wrestling ones, and it would be like, oh, you lock up with Mr. Perfect. Go for a suplex or a backdrop, and it would all branch off.
Yeah.
Well, essentially, for each trophy, you have to find every single ending. And that, after like 10 times, becomes really fucking frustrating. Because every path leads to an ending is a trophy, and there's 51 different endings.
Oh, my God.
And see, when you've got 30 and you don't know where the other 21 are, and you just want your fucking life to end, but you also want a platinum trophy, it's a fucking pickle.
I think he's done this on purpose for you?
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him.
Maybe?
I wouldn't put it past him. So yeah, that was, I did eventually get the platinum thanks to a guide, but yeah, it was a little bit of a struggle. And today, I have spent most of my time playing Balatro, I think it's called. This is the card game that came out 2 or 3 weeks ago. I downloaded it at the time and been meaning to try it out, not get round to it. It got like a 91, I think, 92. Everyone was like completely addicted to it that I tried it, and I was like, right, okay, give it a go. So I finally jumped in today, and it's like fucking crack. It's really fucking good. It's really, really good. So it's based off poker.
And you can give that a good comparison from your time in crack.
Yes, yes, my crack days. Mm-hmm. It's just really, really good. Like, I don't like poker at all.
I don't understand poker.
Well, I don't massively either. I played it once ages ago. Remember there was a kind of poker craze in the UK and everyone was playing it?
No.
Oh my God, honestly, folk used to come around to my house and they would sit and play poker. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I fucking hate everything to do with poker.
It got banned at school. Like, we played it quite a lot in the like common room at school, but it got banned. Cause,
really?
It was around about the same time Casino Royale came out. And every cunt in this country was like, oh, let's play poker, let's play poker. They all thought they were fucking great. Let's get drunk and we'll play poker every Friday night, lads. Look at a standing thing. Cunts. Absolute cunts. The only good thing to come out of poker was Poker Donnie, if you recall. He's a good guy. Other than that, shower of cunts. Hate them all, right? If you like poker, fuck off. Unless it's bilateral. Right. So,
which is not poker.
Well, so the way it works is, I'm not convinced that I fully understand it yet.
Sounds about right.
I'm doing quite well, I think, but I feel like I could probably do better. And I feel like there's maybe like an aspect of the game that I don't understand fully.
Can you play with up to X number of friends?
No, you can't.
Because I could maybe join in.
No, you can't. It's one player, which is a real calling card of it.
We don't do friends.
So essentially, start off, you get 8 cards and you have to reach a certain number of points. And with the cards that you have, you've got, it starts off, you can swap out 4 cards for other ones if you want. But to get points, you have to play poker hands, right? Like a full house or a royal flush or I don't even know what the rest of them are called. Like, to play this game, I had to pull up on Google a list of poker hands because that's how little I know about poker.
Mm-hmm. And you've got any other hands? What is it, you know? I don't like the mark.
No, I've got the image. I've got the image here.
What do you even remember?
I pulled that. Those two that I told you.
He's got it on his desktop saved.
High card, 1 pair, 2 pair, 3 of a kind, straight flush, full house, 4 of a kind, straight flush, and royal flush. And so all you're doing is mixing out these cards, trying to get a decent poker hand. You put that forward, you get a certain amount of points. In between each round, you get money and you can use that money to buy like sort of like consumables and things that can multiply your score. It doesn't sound great. I'm not explaining it great. See, when you play it, it's so fucking addictive. It is so fucking addictive. What I would say though
is, take your word for it.
No, Jess, you'll need to try it. It's honestly, it's fucking brilliant. The only thing I would say is, if you're not a slave to the trophies like myself, it's a perfect game for handheld. But I need them trophies, even though not a single person in the world has platinumed it yet, because it's hard as balls. I still need the thought that if I ever got good enough, that platinum's there. So I can't pick it up on Switch. But other people should pick it up on Switch. Or I don't even know yet, but if it's not, it will come to mobile because it's fucking brilliant.
I prefer blackjack.
Honestly.
Hit me. Oh.
You would get hooked on this. It's really fucking good. I will put serious hours into this. But that's all I've been playing this week. Hope yourself, Jessa Diddle.
The Princess Peach Showtime demo, which I mentioned.
You loved that.
Mm-hmm. I have been playing Fortnite with our son in duels.
How did you find that?
Good. We came second only because he died and then I...
Then she realised it was a sting operation that the police were trying to hunt down paedophiles.
That's not what happened. No, there's a new season update and he's been enjoying it and I wanted to test it out because he tells me all about it and I feel like I should probably...
Does he play it a lot?
Yeah, of course he does.
So, it's interesting. He's been at it. He's probably been playing Fortnite for about 2 years now. But I remember when he first started playing it and I was like, holy shit, this is going to be him. You know, kids just get fucking hooked on it and that's them.
Yeah.
But he has went through periods where he's like played it a lot and then just completely dropped it and sort of dropped out. But I feel like this time might be the time that he does...
Does he spend money on it?
Stick with it. I bought him the battle pass because I know I was talking to him at the weekend. He was really excited about the new season starting and I said, I was like, see, in the last season what level did you get to? Because he didn't have the battle pass and he was like, oh, I got to level fucking 300 or something. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, do you want me to buy the battle pass? Because you'll get loads of free stuff if you do every time you level up. And it's all, what's this one about? Greek gods?
It's about Greek mythology, which he's really into. Like he consumes quite a lot of books and stuff like that on Greek mythology. Yeah. So because that's the kind of theme of this one, that's why he's really into it, I think.
Yeah, and like when you level up, you get like free skins that are based on whatever the season is. So I was like, look, it's £6 or whatever, I'll buy you the battle pass. And then the good thing about Fortnite is that, see, if you buy that once, if you play it a lot, you will earn enough in-game currency to buy the next battle pass with without having to spend money. And like he was saying to me today, he's at level 47 and he's already got enough for the next battle pass, which doesn't start for 2 months or something like that. But you it's a case of you buy it once and then they do give you enough in-game stuff that you can just keep going without having to put more money into it. So, you know what, fair enough. And if he gets his use out of it.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing is just indivisible. I find that quite hard to say. I've been continuing with that, getting a bit better with the whole combat system because it is quite a like it's turn based, but then there's like defense reaction based. Like you have to. It's not just oh, it's there. I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like it's not just you all take a turn.
Is it a case of when they're attacking, if you press a button at the right time, you can deflect their incoming attack? No?
So, I don't know, sort of.
See, South Park had a bit like that, and I really liked that. Like, it made the turn-based stuff more interesting to me because it wasn't just, oh, they're going to hit me and there's nothing I can do about it. You could, like, at the right time, press a button that would make it so you took a lot less damage.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like when they do stuff like that.
But I'm enjoying the characters and the kind of story so far. I'll see how I go on. That's all I have to say on it.
Yeah. And you'll be playing Highwater now that...
I'm going to play Highwater.
We really handily got a code for that in about 5 minutes before we started, so...
Yeah, I was hoping
more on that next week.
Play that before now, but yeah. Okay, time for this week's news.
News, news, always believe in the news. We are bringing you the news with your digging team. Always
Right, stop the press, gather your family and friends because the rumours were true. Multiverses is returning. So the Smash Brothers clone ran wild last year before being pulled off digital stores and taken offline, leading to an outage from the 18 people basically still playing it. The game is scheduled to launch on May 28th, featuring iconic characters like the cast of Scooby-Doo and other people. Don't know who they are. It will be available as a free download on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC. No word on a Switch release yet. They'll have to make do with Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. How unfortunate.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine having to deal with the best one and we get the dregs. I don't know. Is there a single human that's excited about this coming back?
I mean, the people who invested their coins into it, yes.
That's true. There's probably people that spent about 50 quid in this and they've been waiting for that return investment for a year. But no, I mean, if Scooby-Doo can't make me come into a game, then your games get issues because I do love me some Scooby-Doo.
It will get that initial player base, you know, jumping back in, but yeah, I don't know. Don't know how.
With that push.
Ah, you know, if people jump in to see what's changed and then they'll be like, this is the same game from a year ago. What's been going on? And then it's probably not going to do very well. There's been so many of these Smash Brothers clones have come along and none of them have stuck. I can't see this being the one.
But what's potentially even more shocking than the return of multiverses is the news that this week that Sony canned a Spider-Man game. So this was brought to us by the recent Insomniac leaks. And it was a trailer for Spider-Man The Great Web. So the game was said to feature up to 5-player co-op and include live service elements. The premise was that you and some multiverse cohorts were going to battle the Sinister Six, who I have on good authority are six villains. What's going on here? Why would they pull the plug on a Spider-Man game, given the success of their output to date is a bit odd? What's your thoughts?
It does seem strange because anything with Spider-Man on it was going to sell well, and I was just going to pull up the trailer there, but it has in the last 20 minutes been pulled down for a copyright claim.
Maybe it didn't live up to the quality. Did it?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell. Like, the trailer that was ready that obviously had leaked out and has since been cancelled or whatever, like it looked... I mean, it's basically the Spider-Man Insomniac game, but co-op. So in terms of quality, I think it would, unless they couldn't get the performance right with that, with like multiple Spider-Men and women. Unless that was an issue, possibly. I don't know. Like, that would, I suppose, make sense. But to me, what makes the most sense is maybe this is going to be a mode in Spider-Man 3.
I just look fucking 16 folk flinging about with their webs. Ba-doo, ba-doo, like, swinging like, through the city.
Like a fucking other. Virgin's dorm.
Yeah, so I've not seen the trailer and unfortunately seems I can't see it anymore. But would it be the case that there are multiple Spider-Men within the one like?
Oh, Jess, they've got the multiverse. It's this really really cool thing that allows you to tell stories where nothing matters and it has no consequence because you can just fucking undo it whenever you want.
That's a good point.
It's a fucking abomination.
Let's just make this and then if it doesn't work out, we'll just go, that was in the multiverse, by the way.
Oh, it's such a crutch. It drives me fucking mental.
Like that, one of those guys, the main villain for the other films, Jonathan Majors or something, like he got done for hitting his missus and he's been papped out now. So I bet they'll do that with that film. I bet they'll kid on and be like, that was a multiverse.
Somebody will come in like, you've been multiversed.
Yeah, I'll bet they will, because you're absolutely right, it's an easy out.
It drives me mad. But I think that is essentially what it was going to be. It was going to be other spider people would appear from the multiverse and that's who you could go. But to me, I think it just makes sense to make this a mode in Spider-Man 3 rather than its own game.
Yeah.
So I think that's possibly the play.
We've mentioned Fortnite already, but do you remember Fortnite Festival, Rocket Racing and Lego Fortnite?
No.
No. So, yeah, truth be told, not many folk do, but Google is a handy bit of kit. Epic Games are hoping that some people are still pretty invested in Lego Fortnite, at least, as they plan to skin you £13 for packs that include a few buildings and decor to add to your world. So this shouldn't come as much of a surprise from a game that wanted to charge you the guts of, what, £30 for a car in Rocket Racing, only to bow to criticism and lower that to an apparently acceptable £17.
Yeah, we're just talking about how you can get the battle pass in Fortnite, the shooty Fortnite, for £6 and then you're all good. But they are fair stinging you on those other modes, which I did genuinely forget existed. Like, I'm sure they're doing all right, and it wasn't a bad idea to launch other games within Fortnite, but fucking hell, you do not hear people talk about those games, do you?
No.
Fortnite racing game. Like, I genuinely forgot that existed.
There's a
When you load Fortnite up now, there's a racing game, a Lego building game, the shooty game, and a Rock Band style game.
Oh, really?
Aye.
It was like December they came out,
I think. Yeah, and so
is that a peripheral?
No, but there was plans for it. And the idea is that they'll have actual musicians doing concerts that you will get to attend virtually through that as well. Although that's went fucking quiet as well. So I don't know how well this stuff's doing, but it's going to do even worse if they're skinning you £13 for a couple of houses.
I mean, Epic Games does provide like the live player count numbers from directly within the game, so you can see like under each game mode from like the discovery screen, like as part of the lobby menu bit, like how many people are in that mode.
So as a broadcast journalist, did you do your homework and find out?
No.
Seems like you went halfway into that story and then...
Yeah, but I do... So, Nathan was... Because he knows about all this. He was telling me some about the numbers. But I feel like he was telling me that basically Lego and stuff, nobody really plays anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty much
I can totally imagine that.
I remember... When I saw the trailer, thinking the Lego building one looked quite cool. That's not really something I've got time for or interest in, but it looked quite nice.
I would rather play real Lego.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do it.
That's true.
Get me some real Lego. Which apparently is fucking expensive as fuck.
I was expecting... I seen a few people on Instagram got Lego flowers for Mother's Day because he was whinging about... He went to Tesco and the flowers were too expensive and he didn't think I'd appreciate that. But I was like, well, you could have bought me Lego flowers and then I would have them to keep forever.
Aye, because the Lego flowers are cheap.
How much were the real flowers?
I think it was shitty flowers for £20. But they were like shitty flowers.
Shitty Tesco ones.
Worse than shitty platinum stuff.
Shitty flowers.
So instead she got a £50 jacket.
That I picked.
That she picked. Would you rather that?
The love's still there.
No, you wouldn't. No. I can pick your jacket if you want, but you need to wear
it. But you need to do something yourself out of the blue.
She's not my mum.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's that. my mum, good.
Exactly, Andy. I noped out of this quality years ago.
Okay, and finally, 38 months after launch, Cyberpunk 2077 is finally done. That's according to game director Gabe Amatang... Oh, I don't know, Craig, I can't do it.
Amatanglo?
Amatanglo, you know, are you having a laugh?
Amatanglo. Amatanglo.
Oh my god. Amatanglo.
Big Gabe.
Big Gabe Amatanglo.
Just call him Big Gabe.
Big Gabe.
Oh, God.
I don't think he's a listener.
Okay, so yeah, he presumably breathed a gigantic sigh of relief having successfully swung the narrative surrounding the game since launch. Despite running like a flipbook drawn by a 7-year-old on PS4 and Xbox One, the title was always something special when it performed as intended. Now, following the 2.0 update and the Phantom Liberty expansion, the team is fully focused on the next full entry in the series. Hopefully, we see it before 2077.
Nice, they've moved on.
Yeah. I'm glad. Cool. Like, as much as I'm glad we get Phantom Liberty, I know you still to play it. It's fucking brilliant. It's so good.
Still to finish the main game.
Yeah, and a great time to jump in now because the bugs have been ironed out. It's that after that 2.0 update, which you can take your save, you can continue your save on with the update if you don't want to start it again. But
cool.
It's fucking class. Everything about it. One of my favourite games of all time. But I'm still glad that they've moved on.
Yeah.
Because fucking hell. Like, I don't know. I mean, they had to stick with it for so long because they made such a shambles of it at the beginning. But you've done it. The redemption story's complete. The redemption arc. Now give us the next game. Because at this point, it's going to be 2030 before we get it.
And is it going to be another site in the Cyber?
Yeah, they're making a sequel.
All right.
Making a sequel.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully we're still around to see it.
Sure will be. There you have it. That's the news for this week. If there are any omissions, it's because we recorded on Wednesday night and we don't have them included.
Yes. Time.
Okay, regular listeners will be aware that each week we like to select a movie to watch, rate and review. This week we chose Beerfest. So this follows the story of two brothers, Jan and Todd Wolfhouse, who travel to Germany to spread their grandfather's ashes at Oktoberfest. October with a K. While they're there, they stumble upon an underground beer drinking competition known as Beerfest and are humiliated by the German team, losing their family's pride. Determined to redeem themselves, the brothers return to America and recruit their friends to form Team USA for the next Beerfest competition. And along the way, they undergo rigorous training and brewing sessions to prepare for the ultimate showdown against their rivals. With high stakes and gallons of beer on the line, Team USA must overcome obstacles, betrayal, and their own personal demons to emerge victorious in the world of competitive drinking. Yeah.
So, I'd said beforehand, I saw this film at launch, and I remember being quite excited about it because I'm a huge fan of Super Troopers.
Yep.
And I quite like Broken Lizard. And
you
I remember
be forgiven.
I remember watching this film and going, I don't get it. It's not
shite.
Atrocious, but it's just not. It's just not funny.
It's
and
bad.
I've never watched it since. And there's loads of people love this film. It's got a 6.2 on IMDb.
It's
folk are like
funny.
Really good humor, all this sort of stuff.
It's
I don't think it's good.
It's so incredible how these guys can miss the mark after meeting Super Troopers.
But they do. That's the incredible thing. I think their hit rate is less than 50%.
Yeah. I think you're right
Because I'm sure I would need to see it again, but I'm pretty sure the Slammin' Salmon is a sort of in the Beer Fest camp as well. I don't think it's particularly good.
Because I remember that Club Dread would have been all right, but not as good as Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Super Troopers is the...
We'll definitely do Club Dread at some point. I'd like to see that again.
I just did not find this funny. I thought it was too on the nose. like the only bit that I found funny was the fucking how obnoxious the German guys' accents were.
Yeah.
And how like just so comical they were. That's fasten season that you're gonna do. You know what I mean? And just like every now and again they would just chuck in an English word. They're literally just making up words. You know what I mean? Fashion yeah. snatcho American. Yes, I'm a Lucy. You know what I mean? It's like Jesus Christ, it's so bad.
The best scenes for me were all Farva. Like, see that
Farva, we just call him Farva.
He will forever be called Landfill. Farva. Kevin Heffernan.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I think he's always funny. And I think, see if I look back at it, I think all their best stuff is when he features the most.
Yeah.
And like, it was so long since I'd seen this.
He's probably one of the him and what's his name? The J Chandralakar guy. The main guy in Super Troopers, yes. with the moustache.
Uh-huh.
Those two are the kind of funniest ones, I think.
Aye.
And the rest, I don't know how much writing they do, but as of like screen presence and what they bring to the actual films, they don't bring as much, I don't feel.
We'll see. What's the guy's name? I wrote it down because I always forget their actual names. Steve Lem. So he's the guy. I almost didn't recognise him in this. He's the one that they get who's like a professor or something like that, and he's got the curly hair, which he doesn't usually.
Yeah.
Like, I do quite like him in most stuff. Right. Like, again, I don't know if you've seen it, but they had a TV show called Tacoma FD.
I watched that.
Where they're firefighters. No. It's really good.
So that's good?
That's like Super Troopers level.
Right,
it's
cool.
It's really good.
So how did they miss the mark so often with shit like this?
I genuinely go back to it. I think Farva. Like, in seeing Tacoma FD, he's the captain.
But is the writing better?
Most of it is them playing tricks on him and him reacting.
Look, have you watched Tacoma, Jace?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I enjoy it. You know, and I don't know. I still think some of this isn't really meant to be pitched at my type of humour.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I have enjoyed episodes of Tacoma FD. Right. Yeah.
Tacoma FD is really good.
But you would be hard-pressed to think it's the same guys that probably wrote this shit.
Yeah. Super Troopers and Tacoma FD, to me, is the two best things they've done.
I just don't get this film.
Nah. I just go back. Like, honestly, I find Farva hilarious. And then in this film, at one point, he gets killed. And I'm like... And I'd forgot that he basically comes back as his fucking twin brother.
Mm.
But I was like, I can't believe... At the time, I was like, have they just fucking killed off the only good thing in this film? And then, of course, he appears back 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I put it up on Twitter, we were watching this, and there was quite a few responses. Oh, brilliant film, I love that film. And I'm like, I don't get it.
I wasn't enjoying it.
I was worried you were going to turn up and it was going to be another Scott Pilgrim situation.
No.
But
Scott Pilgrim was awesome. This was shit. I'm sorry, this was just not... Like, there was a couple of bits, don't get me wrong, I didn't not laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sat there going, this is terrible. Like, I was laughing sometimes at the stupidity... A lot of times they just how far they went with the accents and stuff like that. There was a couple of funny bits, but it's just like I was expecting more because of Super Troopers. You know,
see,
I mean?
That's the thing. Like, I think when I saw it for the first time, I was massively disappointed because I was expecting a Super Troopers but a piss up. But I thought this is gonna be fucking incredible.
It's a 6.2 on IMDb, which is quite high for a comedy, you know, movie.
But I think like going into it this time. Expecting to be underwhelmed. I don't think I hated it as much, but I didn't think it was good.
Yeah, I don't think it was that good.
I did enjoy the bit at the beginning. There was like a warning come up right at the beginning, and it said, "Warning, the performers in this film are professionals. Please do not attempt these activities at home. If you attempt to drink this much, you will die." And well, I think
apparently they're drinking alcohol.
So it's interesting that they're
alcoholic free.
The alcoholic free?
At the end of the trivia bit said at the end of the day sometimes they would drink real alcohol, but it was alcohol free.
Ah, right, because I heard they were drunk quite a lot on the set.
Well, they might have got drunk a couple of times, but it was like at the end of the day they would start drinking real beer, but not all day. Because think of the filming 18 hours a day.
These guys don't really give a fuck though. It is quite a Mickey Mouse operation that they do. Like that Broken Lizard is very much.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
who's got the cameras?
Proper production, you know what I mean?
Aye, but it's not. I don't know. It's very. It'd been the AA space if it was gaming, you know what I mean? Shoestring budgets. They always use the same actors, mates rates.
Even drinking non-alcoholic stuff though, like that, as much. Like if they drank as much as they sort of seem to drink filming.
That boot looked brutal, to be fair. Drinking one of them, fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a couple of weird... They got Donald Sutherland to be in it. You know who Donald Sutherland is? He was the guy in the bed at the start. He's like doing some eulogy or something like that at the start.
Oh, right, yes.
Donald Sutherland, he's quite a well-known actor. Mm-hmm.
The guy from Kitchen Confidential.
Who's that?
What is his name?
Main bad guy?
I'll just tell you what his name is. Do you remember Kitchen Confidential?
Oh, I love that.
It's a fucking brilliant show.
It's brilliant. And then the film as well, which is weirdly similar. Burn. Have you seen that?
Nicholas Brendan. Not him. It was... I can't even pronounce his name. It was that guy.
Oh, he's Welsh. Owen Ewan or something like that.
Aye, Ewan.
Aye.
Not even going to try and butcher that name, but yeah.
I think it's Owen, but it's Welsh.
Just spelt weird because it's Welsh. To be honest, other than Farva, that's probably the best tie to this film, is that someone linked with Kitchen Confidential was in this.
That's a brilliant show. But this wasn't great, unfortunately.
No, it was a tough watch. It was a long hour 40.
It was. It did feel long.
Like, time should just be time, but sometimes it's a fucking drag.
Time should just be time.
And this was a fucking drag.
But my car, the clock in my car, always ends up like an hour fast. So somebody's fucked up time.
Next time we're watching a bad film, you should watch it in your car.
Somebody's put 40 second minutes or something. I'm like, how do you fuck that up? Surely everybody knows.
How long does it take to become out of sync?
You fix it, and then within a day it's gone. It's like 20 minutes, then it starts going 40 minutes, and then it's hours out.
Wow.
And it's almost as if it's like 40 second minutes, honestly. And it's like, I don't understand how you can fuck that up. I genuinely don't understand how you can muck that up.
And it's always been like that?
Always been like that.
That is really strange.
I thought all cars were like that. The time's always right.
No, most of them tell the time correctly.
Because then you get that thing where you're like, the clock goes back, but you don't know how to change it, so you just leave it until you're like, oh no, no, it's back to normal now because daylight savings has come back.
Best line of the film was when the gran said, I sleep better with a sausage in me. I did have a chuckle at that. Because the whole thing is about, is she the biggest slut or whatever? And then it turns out
she fucking died. Apparently.
And it turns out she blatantly is.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, I don't really have that much to say about this. And I think
Not very quotable either, because Super Troopers is quotable as fuck. So quotable.
Like, I've said this before, I think even Super Troopers 2 is quite decent. It's nowhere near as good as the first one, but it's not a terrible film. It's better than I expected it to be. It's fucking better than this.
Yeah. Super Troopers. Like, sometimes it's just timing, isn't it? Like, it just comes out at the right time. Like, I think Super Troopers just came out at the right time. Because if it came out today, I don't think it would be as popular today.
No, it wouldn't
be. It'd probably get fucking cancelled. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes like things come out at the right time. And that did. This one didn't. One was fucking gash.
It absolutely did not. Definitely watch Tacoma FD though. Honestly, I think there's four. It's finished now, but I think there's four seasons of it, and it's really funny.
Put it on my list.
Definitely do. Right, what are we pieing this?
Oh, I'm gonna give it a one.
Fuck,
I'd go a two. Farva's in it. He's worth a star.
Is that a reason to give it? Did you enjoy the film?
I would go is one star, but then he gets a star all for himself for just being there.
Okay, fair enough.
Carrying the fucking
thing. It's your
thing
stars,
on his back.
You can do what you want.
I'm going to give him a star.
There you go.
See if I had to be one so you can peel off. I'd put it right in his fucking chest.
Oh, well.
Didn't mean for that to sound as sexual as it did.
No, you did.
Okay. Next week we are going to return to
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers, it is.
Yeah, Starship Troopers 2, which is meant to be an abomination, which obviously has really fucking
forward to
excited
get to the
us.
Next one.
Yes.
Because Johnny Vico's back.
Yeah,
Because Johnny Rico strangely disappears in the second one, but then he comes back for 3, 4, 5, and 6, whatever ones are left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure there's like 3 after that, the second one. I'm sure there's 4 or 5.
I'm sure when we looked it up, the second one is supposed to be an affront to cinema.
But then it goes back up again. And then it goes back up. And
the
third
ones are slightly better.
Because Johnny Rico's back.
Yeah.
To kick ass. Fucking alien slime.
Yeah, this second one was made in a budget of $7 million or something like that.
Oh, was
which
it?
Is a difficult thing to do with a fantasy space drama.
Fuck.
So I'm fully expecting a guy in a costume to come running through the screen at some point.
Oh man, that's gonna be bad. That's gonna be really bad.
Yep.
But I wanna get this out the road so can we can move on to 3.
Okay. I just want to live in the moment.
Okay, thanks as always for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you do want to be involved in next week's episode, then head to the link in the description where you can complete our feedback form. If you don't already, give us a follow on our social channels as well and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes of the podcast.
And Craig's cookies will be up for sale.
Follow me at Cookie King.
You'll be able to order 14. Them and he will. Just order as many as you want. He'll make them and send them out to you. That's a promise from Craig.
Yep.
Promise him?
Yep.
Promise?
Yep.
Ta-ta!